Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with Jazz.
Join me in the song.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, and thank you for waking up this early this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, or at least part of the Sunday morning team, community activist, podcaster, and political analyst for Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Great. It's good to hear your voice early in the morning. And we've got an exciting show. Of course, Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights are coming up following this program. This is an extended program. We are recorded on this version, so if you're trying to call in now, this program is recorded, but we will go live with Missionary Hattie Humphrey in 1 hour with Community Highlights, so we're looking forward to that. But we have a special guest this morning. We're going to be talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and we're going to be talking with him in about another half hour. But we got something to talk about, and Henrietta, we want to get an update from you, too, about what you're doing and what's going on and what's important in the community. So we'll talk to you about that shortly. So how are you today?
I'm doing well, Michael. I'm up, and it's going to be a wonderful day. We got some warm weather. So I am excited and just happy to be up in this and getting ready to, take on all the things that's going on out here in the community.
Yes. And Henrietta, we are going to be focusing on some really important issues and interviews coming up, and this is the first of a few that we've got coming up in the near future, and we'll talk to our audience about that more in the next few days. But let me pay some bills and cover some of our notes that our sponsors have given us. First thing is, of course, Veronica from Lalani's Boutique, she's been updating us every week about her store. Unfortunately, after 24 years, COVID-19 is the only thing that caused her to go out of business. Traffic just slowed down to a crawl, actually stopped.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of businesses have been facing those type of issues. And it was staggering. I thought I saw in the news early this morning over 100,000 businesses have filed for bankruptcy and gone out of business since March, since COVID-19. It is astonishing.
That is a lot.
And I know I'm already veering off track, but I just hope that somebody in Washington takes this pandemic seriously and starts to get us out of this mess, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Now, you're getting up to 60% off at Relani's Boutique, and they're selling all the inventory, but the store supplies, decorations, the fixtures. I already sent one of my clients over there because they were interested in getting some of the fixtures. It wasn't necessarily the clothes, but they just wanted some of the mannequins and the they've got furniture over there. So it's not just
furniture.
Yeah, furniture. They've got chairs. They've got chests. They've got counter space. So they're selling everything. When they move out, they're planning for October. When they move out in October, they plan on that place being empty. So it's at 22080 West 10 Mile, 22,080 West 10 Mile Road at Losser in Southfield. She's going to shut the doors in October, so it's great to go now.
Oh, wow. I did not know they had furniture, so I'm going to have to go over there and check some stuff out.
Yes, furniture, fixtures, everything, yep. Regina, the queen of car loans, can put you in a brand new car at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, 475 Summit Drive, right behind Summit Mall in Waterford. Make your dream a reality. Doesn't matter. Good credit, bruised credit, bad credit, no credit. She said it's no problem. Call Regina, the queen of car loans. Put you in a new car right now, 248-431-2955. 248-431-2955. And Henrietta, this summer has been some great deals out here. If this is the time to buy a car this year, this is the year. There's some great deals out here.
Well, I'm getting in the market for a car, so I'm going to have to check that out as well.
Yep, absolutely. There's some great deals out here. Optimal IT Solutions, they can repair your laptop or your desktop for less. This is my IT guy. I call them whenever I have a problem. Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. And the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center, I know we're in the middle of this pandemic right now. There are some people that are doing what they're supposed to do, okay? There's some people that are wearing masks. There's some people that are using hand sanitizer. There's some people that are social distancing, and they want to have their events. You know, people still getting married. Yeah. There are still anniversaries going on. People are still trying to live.
Yeah, people graduating from college. You know, they want to celebrate.
Yep, and if you do it right, you can do it and live. And thrive and be successful in these events, whether it's a birthday party. I notice a lot of people having backyard birthday parties too. But if you don't have the space, and everybody doesn't have a backyard, and everybody doesn't have the space, you know. And some backyards need a little work. So you might want to have your birthday party somewhere else. And TCBC is that, look, I'm not calling out nobody's names. I didn't say nothing about nobody. What I'm saying is that, you know, you might not want to necessarily have it in your backyard at your place or even in the front yard.
That's true.
Have it at the
jungle.
Yep, have it. That's right. Have it at TCBC, the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. I got the phone number for you, 313-588-0432. Again, that number 313-588-0432. Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. It's on the Detroit Dearborn border on Tyerman, 8031 Tyerman. I went over there, and it's a big place. They got secure parking, gated parking, and everything. So
very nice.
It's very secure, and it's huge. I've been over there a couple of times. One time I went, they had three events going at the same time. Now, I don't know. The only other place I know that has three events going at one time is like a hotel, a major hotel or conference center like downtown. Yeah. And this is right on the west side of Detroit, right on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And they've got it's big enough for them to have three events at one time. I've seen
it. That's huge.
Yes. All right. Our newest sponsor is Poetic Justice for God. I want to welcome them to the team. They said that they really have enjoyed the additional interest, Henrietta, in just teaming up with Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show. They are really excited. And they've gotten activity. Joining us as a sponsor team. And
oh, nice.
And Henrietta, you know, because you are part of the team here, that we are working very hard to go back to Detroit Praise Network.
Yes.
You know, the studios were shut down back in March due to the virus. And, you know, they had safety concerns. They wanted to make sure everybody was safe, their employees, all of us and everything. So they kind of closed down. But we are trying to wait to get our key back in so we can go back in and do the show. And it's getting closer. So hopefully we're just, if not a week or two away from getting back onto the Detroit Praise Network. So we're looking for that. Looking forward
That's
to
true.
It.
Yeah. And I know the listening audience is waiting too. And they, you know, we have, we you know, they're waiting for us to come back, but they didn't leave us because we found another way to keep our community engaged. So yeah, that's going to be a huge move, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yes. And it was so important to find a backup plan during that time, another way, because we've got our listeners, the community, and we're trying to provide information, support, and you know, with the whether it's politics, community information, news, health related, and things like that, and even for spiritual support, because we've got you know, missionary Hattie Humphrey, and she's coming up after this show, and of course we've got the rest of the Sunday morning team, which is Kimberly Batchelor Davis, of course, our lifestyle editor, and our devotional leader, Prophetess Christy Laster. So, and you'll be hearing them soon, coming up in a few minutes with missionary Hattie Humphrey. The whole team will be here. So, Poetic Justice for God is led by Detroit native Estelle Humphrey. She's the visionary and the founder of Poetic Justice for God, a ministry that God has ordained for worship through the performing arts. Their true mission is to reach the lost and set them free from sin through the anointed ministry of the arts, your talent of dance, poetry, singing, and more given to you through the Holy Spirit. And here are some of the artists that they're highlighting now. Chanel Henry, she's a poet, rapper, performance artist, and much more. She was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. Chantel Hill, she's a dance artist. And then they've got, they interview these artists on their podcast, and you can see it at poeticjusticeforgod.net, poeticjusticeforgod.net, and you can listen and watch the interviews of these artists, and they do a great job because, you know, nowadays, Henrietta, it's very hard for artists to get to perform anywhere.
Yes, it is.
Everything's shut down. So it's hard for them, you know, to get an audience. It's hard for them to get paid for their talent. And they've and Poetic Justice for God at least gets them on social media, gets them interviews through the poeticjusticeforgod.net website. So I'm glad that they are part of the team. And I've checked it out before, and these are very talented individuals. Poetic Justice for God has been doing this for years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
you know,
they've been out.
I think I've heard of Poetic, of this amazing organization, and I'm glad that they are part of the team now because, you know, there's a, we need that spiritual, and they have a lot of young people out here, too, that can really benefit from that, who are, you know, obedient and followers of God. So, you know, we give our community so many varieties when it comes to the Michael Van Tour Show. And I'm just happy to have them part of the team and able to, and we were able to get people to them because we need that. We need that right now.
Yep, that's true. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, Henrietta, just like you to update us on what's going on. And we'll talk about a few things on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything's
going to
be
all right. We are back. My name's Michael Van Tool. I'm here with Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. This is a special edition of the Michael Van Tool Show. We got missionary Hattie Humphrey coming up live immediately following this program. And our guest this morning, we're going to be talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist shortly. But Henrietta, until the Lieutenant Governor jumps on the line with us for an informative conversation, tell us a little bit about what's important for the community right now.
Well, Michael, thank you. What's important for the community right now is to get out and vote November 3rd. We are in a very critical state in this country right now, and we need everyone, young, old, new voters, returning voters, voting in the upcoming election. It is very this vote in Michigan, I feel, would be very pivotal to the election, and we do not want a repeat of what we went through in 2016. And, you know, so I urge the community and I urge the listeners to have the conversation, to get out and vote, to talk to your family, your friends, your coworkers, and explain to them why it is important. Because right now we have a divisive situation going on, and especially in Detroit, due to the fact that we have a lot of people who just feel like they don't have good choices right now to be voting or to be using their vote. And I want to say to that, yeah, you may feel that way. But at the end of the day, we need to remove this old administration and put the new administration in, and then we work together to try to overcome whatever issues that one may have with the new administration, being that we'll have someone in office who will listen to the people and bring this country back to a stable place to live. So, yeah, right now I'm urging everyone to just please get out and vote. Please do not chance not voting, because that one or two votes that don't go out and vote can mean the great difference in who wins this race in November.
And hasn't there been so many instances where tell that if just a few more people voted, it makes a huge difference, just a few votes.
Absolutely.
And you're right about this divisiveness. I cannot believe how many things we've got going on right now that is dividing this country up into different corners. And the worst thing about it is this administration in Washington is actually actively working to keep this division going.
Yeah.
And the president has not been a representative of the people. He has
not
reacted and governed with all of the people in mind. And yes, we have to get out. We have to register to vote. This week, it's all about registering to vote, and I'm sure
yes.
we're going to be talking about that with the Lieutenant Governor in a few minutes, too.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I hope, and I'll share this with him, too, and when we talk to him, is that our team, which is Biden-Harris, that they are aggressive, that they don't just react to this Trump administration and the Trump campaign, that they don't just react, that they go out and be aggressive and don't just take it. Just go out and join the fight. You know how
exactly.
Ali used to have the rope-a-dope?
Yeah.
And he used to cover up on the until they spent themselves out. It was always pretty risky. But we can't sit back and cover up and just respond when they fire something out.
We
got to take the fight and we got to take it to them and get aggressive.
We got to jump in front of them.
We definitely
have to jump in front of them, because we know what this administration is about. This is the key. We already know the enemy and what the enemy plan is. So we don't wait for the enemy to strike back. We get a proactive plan and jump in front of the hits. It's like boxing, like you said. You have to, when you know your opponent, you know the weaknesses and you know how to win that fight every time. So we know what this administration is about. It's been clear since day one. Having that knowledge, and I agree with you, Michael, it needs to be a more aggressive approach with the Biden-Harris team. And we need to do it now. We have 41 days left, and we need to get this team to get very, very aggressive. And that means hitting the neighborhood hard, allowing the people to speak, even if they say something that you don't like. But at least you have that information, so you'll know how to fix that problem or bring together an idea to soothe the people who may feel, why do they need to vote? So it really needs, like you said, I agree with you 100%. We need a very aggressive, not violent, but aggressive approach in order for the Democrats to win this race. Like, we really need to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is, I know that there have been a number of people talking about they have not seen the Biden-Harris team in cities like Detroit. I know the vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, she was in Detroit this week. So there is an attempt, but this needs to be done across the country. A lot of people are saying that they have not seen the Biden-Harris team on the ground connecting with people. It doesn't need to be. We don't need to be in an airplane hangar without masks, like the Trump campaign, where they're spreading the virus around.
Right.
But at least out here talking, social distancing, but talking with the people, connecting with the people, so that we feel like we've got a horse in this race. You know.
Yeah.
Somebody we can reach out and see. Right. That's what we need.
Absolutely.
I noticed there is a lot of money being spent on this Gary Peters, John James race. They are spending millions of dollars.
And
you know,
they're going head to head. These commercials are
three in a row. Three commercials in a row. One, and then another, and then another. A response to what the person said. You know how costly that is? And look how much money is spent. Just imagine if we could spend some of this money to help people in their daily lives.
Yeah,
and it's going to ads that are played, especially in the last 2 months of the campaign. They're spending millions of dollars going back and forth. Yep. And unfortunately, I've been looking at a lot of the John James ads, and they're very deceptive, just like the Republican ads. They seem to all use the same game plan of this deceptive type
yes.
of. You notice that?
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting
there. You hit it,
politely.
Michael. I noticed it. Yeah, very deceptive.
Lies. You know, their lies, even online, they're using manipulated advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a huge waste of money.
It's a shady
money.
Mess.
I'd like to know how much the two of them have spent. And I know Gary Peters needs to defend himself from some of these things. And once again, as I said, I haven't seen not one John James commercial that he's campaign season that even mentions that he's a Trumpster or that he's a Republican and that he's a conservative.
He removed any Trump relations out of his campaign.
Yeah.
But
have you seen any? We haven't seen any. Yep, definitely. What other, are there any other hot races in town right now besides the John James, Gary Peters?
Well, you know, you have a few congressional seats that are popping up. I see some candidates that are running for Supreme Court seats here in Michigan. There were commercials that just recently came out about two judges who are running together as a team for a seat in the Supreme Court. So what I appreciate is that is actually being mentioned, because people have to understand, in order to have a president in a sitting seat, you must have a Senate and a House of Representatives who support that president. So it is very important that these candidates are now showing their face like a month away. But nevertheless, the ideology is to let people know that, yeah, the Supreme Court justices, congressional seats also matter in this race. Alyssa Slotkins is running again for her seat, and I know her, and she's a wonderful candidate to remain in that seat because she's been fighting on behalf of the people. So yeah, just to let people know, not just voting for president, but pay attention on your ballot to the congressional seats as well, Supreme Court judges. All those seats do matter in order for the Biden-Harris team, once they get to the White House, to be able to make policies and move this country forward. Because without those supporting seats, we'll have a Barack Obama situation going on, and they will not support this team, and it'll look again like the Democrats are not doing anything for the people. But just to say that we have to make sure we vote the proper judges in to support the team as well.
Yes, but it's late in the game. It's September. But I think, you know, some people, it's about advertising dollars, and they're waiting. They're waiting until the last minute because they don't have that much money to spend. That's why some of these things are kind of slow right now. They're waiting until their ad dollars kick in a little bit later. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. He's a personal injury specialist. I've got a list here of all of these awards from this national award-winning attorney, but he specializes in personal injury. Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, 248-567-9990. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is joining us on the line. I'm here with Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be back here with you.
Yes.
Good morning.
So glad to be here. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst for the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights, is on with us too, Lieutenant Governor. And so thank you for getting up early and joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I have a 15-month-old. I've been up for a little while now.
All right.
That'll do it.
That will do it. Wide awake.
Yes.
But good to hear your voice, your familiar voice with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Just to alert our audience, Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up following our program this morning. Lieutenant Governor, the last time we talked to you, some things were going on, but my, has the world changed this year of biblical proportions, I can tell you that. There's a lot on my list here, but, you know, we're right in the middle of this voter registration drive this week. Lieutenant Governor, what would you say to those who are waiting in the wings right now, not sure about how they're going to participate in this election?
Well, I would ask, and I have had this conversation with a number of people across the city of Detroit and across the state of Michigan, ask them, you know, if they believe that things are going as well as they could in our communities and in our country. And if they believe that there is a chance to change them for the better, whether it is due to what's happening with COVID-19 in our communities, and, you know, it's something that's impacted me very personally since we last spoke, you know, 23 people in my life have died of COVID-19.
Wow.
You know, we should ask ourselves, though, you know, there is something that we can do to help to change that reality for the better going forward. And I believe that we all have the power to impact the present and the future. And I believe that powerful people use their power. And this year, one of the most important and, frankly, one of the simplest ways to exercise that power is to vote. The people of the state of Michigan in 2018 voted to make it easier for more people to vote. They made it easier to register to vote. We had National Voter Registration Day yesterday. We made it easier for people to vote. We made it easier for people to register to vote. And so we're asking people to use that power, to show that power, because that is ultimately how you prove if you are a powerful person, when you exercise that. And so I believe that the people of Michigan are powerful people. I believe that in our communities we're powerful people. And I want to see us exercise that so that we can get the change we need at every level, whether that's at the state legislative level to flip the House to the Democrats, whether that's at the presidential level to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris actually be partners with me and Gretchen Whitmer to help solve the challenges of our time. There's a role for everyone to play to make that so. And I need them to be part of it. I don't want change to happen to our communities. I want it to happen through our communities.
Yes, and it's a great team. I don't know about you, but this is the first time I never heard that much regarding this team. When it was put together, it was like a hit. It went over so well. They make a great team together. And I think this is one of the best combinations ever, the Biden and Harris team. I had predicted this this union months and months ago before it happened, but I thought that this was the best. And I think the country thinks so, too. I think it was one of the most seamless unions of a president, vice presidential pick. What do you think about the team?
I think the team's fantastic. You know, I had a chance to spend a significant amount of time with Senator Harris yesterday when she was in Detroit, and I think that she is an amazing leader and public servant. a very good compliment to you know, Vice President Biden. And you know, frankly, I think their team actually mirrors a lot of the positive characteristics about the team that we have here at the helm in Michigan. You know, myself and Gretchen Whitmer, two people who have you know, different life experiences that complement one another and trust one another, and we're working hard on behalf of the state of Michigan. And I think that's exactly the kind of leadership they're going to deliver for the country. And just like our ticket made history and making me the first Black lieutenant governor, Kamala Harris is going to make history as the first Black woman vice president and to be federally elected at that level. And that history is important because, you know, those history makers, they can make a difference. And so I'm excited for her leadership, and I was proud to stand with her in the city of Detroit. And I also am proud of how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris consistently show up for the people of Michigan and for the people of Detroit. We have been at a barbershop on 7 Mile. And what I said is that people need to remember that Joe Biden never turned his back on the city of Detroit in the way that others have. And so we just have to think about that. That's the kind of leader and partner we will have in Washington when we elect them president and vice president.
Yes. Henrietta, did you have a question for the
You know, just one question. Good morning, Garland. How are you this morning? And I hear that the little one has been keeping you up all morning. And, you know, I understand that. I truly do. So my question to you right now is we are 41 days away from the November election. What's your thought on the voter turnout so far? Have we reached the goal of getting people registered? And do you feel that we could win this race in 41 days?
Absolutely, we can, and I believe that we will win this election in 41 days. You know, we have seen an unprecedented number of people request absentee ballots thanks to the power that was given to our election officials by the voters of Michigan in 2018 that said you can vote absentee without an excuse. And God bless the voters for doing that, because we certainly need that in 2020 in the midst of this global COVID-19 pandemic. And I think the number right now is like 2.5 million people have requested absentee ballots. It's an astonishing number. Mm. And so I'm thrilled about that because, you know, bluntly, as a Democrat, but I think as a public servant, but certainly Democrats are different than Republicans on this, I want more people to vote. I want more people to participate in the political process.
Yeah.
I want more people to have their voices heard. I'm not afraid of that. See, the difference between Democrats and Republicans, Republicans exercise voter suppression because they are scared of people voting, people of color in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that those numbers show that we are ready to show up in record numbers. And, you know, we can get change in Michigan when we vote at a record level. Just look no further than the 2018 election. That was an unprecedented voter turnout at the gubernatorial level. Mm-hmm. And Gretchen Whitmer and I were able to win a state by 10 percentage points that Donald Trump won by 10,000 votes. So we have an opportunity here. We have to see it through. And so what we're trying to do is encourage as many people to start voting tomorrow. Election day is November 3rd, but voting starts on Thursday. And so I would ask all of your listeners to do a favor for their lieutenant governor, if they wouldn't mind. Voting starts in Michigan on September 24th. My birthday is September 25th. I would appreciate as many Michiganders as possible to vote on my birthday. It'd be the best birthday present you could imagine giving me, because that is an exercise of your power here in the state of Michigan as early as possible. I think will help make sure that we have, you know, as many votes cast, as many choices made, because I think the choice is so clear and so stark this election. And I'm going to be working to mobilize people in Michigan as possible to do it as soon as possible.
You're not trying to get a state holiday for your birthday, are you?
I don't need that. I want democracy to be practiced at the highest level on my birthday. That's what I want.
Amen.
Let
me ask this question, too. I want to throw this in. You say voting starts on tomorrow. So are we talking early voting, or is this like getting the absentee vote in when we say voting starts tomorrow?
Both. So absentee ballots will in parts of the state, you know, will be able to be received starting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. People will be able to go to their local clerk's offices and vote in person on an absentee ballot starting tomorrow. Okay. So this is when it begins. This is when it starts.
Okay.
And frankly, I'm excited about that. And you know, what we're working to do on the policy side is we're trying to give our election administrators at the local level the tools they need to begin to process these ballots as soon as possible, because there's going to be so many of them. There's going to be like five times as many, you know, absentee ballots cast than have ever been cast in an election in the history of the state of Michigan this year. Mm-hmm. So our local election administrators are going to need that help and support, and so we are certainly really encouraging the Michigan legislature to pass legislation that will make that possible. And we also are just doing everything we can to make sure our systems are tight and that we will get an accurate count as soon as possible. That may not come on election night, and people need to be prepared for that and recognize that is not a problem. Accuracy is what matters, not speed here when it comes to our votes.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, the one thing that we do around here is we take action, and we do. I don't just get on the radio. I've been on the radio for about 20 years, started out with missionary Hattie Humphrey, still with her now, and we have always been concerned about the community and our elected officials and that we elect the right people into these positions. And even Henrietta has her own voting drive that she's working on. But I am a chairperson at my polling center at Mann School on the west side of Detroit every year. I am a chairperson at my polling center. My son, my 18-year-old, actually works at the Elections Commission on the Boulevard. So we actually do. I don't like getting on the radio and just talking. This is not just a talk show. So we actually do. I want people to vote. I want people to take action. I want more people to vote, too. I agree with you. I don't know why the Republicans are so worried about more people voting and try to put roadblocks to stop. Isn't this a democracy? This is the greatest form of government in world history. And the Republicans are trying to prevent people from participating. I don't get it. It's just not a normal way of thinking. I don't understand it. But I'm glad that you and the governor, and I agree with it's an excellent team, and I'm glad that you are really focusing on voting and getting everybody to participate. I know we got a few more minutes. I got a question. Another thing I don't understand is why are Republicans or whatever group it is trying to stop the governor from protecting our lives in Michigan? This effort to limit her powers, what is this going to do to our lives here in Michigan, Lieutenant Governor?
All right, let's talk about that. Before you said you were the election chairperson at Mann Elementary School. My auntie used to be the principal there, actually.
Oh, okay.
And now the principal, at Gompers on the west side.
Yeah.
Right
over by Plymouth Road, yeah.
So to this question, we need to understand Michigan was hit hard and hit fast by COVID-19. We responded in kind by having, observably one of the most transparent state responses when it came to reporting data and information about the status of the pandemic and its spread in our communities, deaths, infections, and the choices we were making to respond to that to try to prevent people from getting infected and save people's lives. That meant that we needed to act quickly. Studies show that days matter. Acting, if we would have acted days later, 3 days later, 5 days later, 1 week later, many, many, many more lives could have been lost, and many, many more people could have gotten infected with COVID-19. So we needed to act fast. The reason that we could do that was due to authority in Michigan law that was granted to the governor, not to Gretchen Whitmer, but to the governor of the state of Michigan,
right,
back in 1945. And so what we have observed, however, is that, frankly, I think, taking cues from the president of the United States, who has attacked Governor Whitmer and attacked our state time and time again, even though we've had a strong state response to COVID-19, he has politicized this response. And the politicization of that has led to Republicans placing their political conception of themselves ahead of the best interests and the public safety and public health of the people of Michigan. It is incredibly irresponsible. And so this ballot petition drive is an effort to repeal the 1945 law that gives the governor the authority to act in a state of emergency and act quickly. The legislature is designed to be a body that acts slowly. It's literally designed for that. Yeah, and the legislature can't do anything in a time period shorter than 5 days. But when hours matter, that is why you have an executive branch. And, and I just want to tell you some of the things that we've been able to do. So I've been focused by leading the Michigan Coronavirus Task Force on racial disparities. We saw this virus in the beginning that was infecting black people at a higher rate and killing black people at a higher rate. The state of Michigan has been the first state to flatten racial disparities statistically because we took strong and decisive action early, and we continue to do so today. Without that authority that the Republicans are trying to undermine, we would not have been able to act so quickly and save black life. So this is what needs to happen. If the legislature is successful in gaining the signatures and they're able to be certified, and we already have seen reports of their signature gatherers lying to the people of Michigan and misleading them to get them to sign this petition unlawfully. Yeah. But if they get enough signatures and they're validated, the legislature, which is currently run by the Republican Party, they can pass with a simple majority an act to overrule, to overturn and repeal the law that grants that those emergency powers. But here is the good news. The Michigan, the people who are in the Michigan House of Representatives are on the ballot this fall. If we flip the Michigan House from Republican to Democratic control, Democrats actually respect science, actually believe in that we need to protect and promote public health and public safety, and they will not vote that simple majority to repeal that law. They will save life, not put it at risk. And if we have one chamber that is unwilling to repeal that law, then their efforts cannot succeed. So that is what is at stake at the highest level. So we need to make sure we vote Democrats in at every opportunity in the Michigan legislature. That means we need to flip four seats in the legislature, and we have a path to doing that. So all of you, I need you to not only vote in your district for a Democrat, I need you to vote, I mean, volunteer to help somebody else elect a Democrat in another part of the state.
Because this is not America. What's going on now is not America. This is not what we believe in, and that's why it's important that the Biden-Harris team come out as successful on November 3rd, because this is not who we are. And Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden is correct. This is not who we are. This is not America. And we've got to change this, because all this, like you said, this law was on the books from 1945, and we cannot politicize everything. That's the problem where we're at now. That's why we're in this situation now. Everything is being politicized. There's got to be some common sense back. But Lieutenant Governor, you, the team we've got in Lansing is an excellent team. You and the governor make a great team and very effective, and it just complements the Biden-Harris team. We've got a great team, and I can't wait to see the four of you celebrating.
Absolutely. I already got the picture in my head that the team, I call it the dream team, stands up there on November 4th, announces the win, and this country is finally going to get the stability back again. So I'm very hopeful, and I'm more than hopeful. I feel in my spirit that we got this race. We just have to keep pushing and letting people know the importance of it and give them the facts as to why, like we're doing today, and we got it. We can win November 3rd, no doubt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, we appreciate you getting up early with us and sharing some of your important topics with us this morning. We appreciate you, and it's good to hear you again. Please make sure you and your family are safe, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right. Thank you all for using your platform. Y'all take care. Be safe.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. That was Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Very lively and spirited conversation, Henrietta.
Yes, it was, very much so, and needed. I think that is something that the people need and they want to hear, and I'm glad we were able to have the platform to bring that to inform the community on what's going on behind the doors and up in the legislature. That was an amazing interview. I loved it.
Yes. And it just brings to the forefront how important it is to vote. And I told you there was a candidate that I was helping in a campaign a few years ago, because I was serving as an advisor to his campaign. And we got down to the last, you know, that last Sunday to go to the different churches. So I called him up and I said, hey, candidate, I'm not going to say his name. But I said, are you ready to go? And he said, "Oh, Mike, I'm down at in a suite at the Lions game. You know, I couldn't pass up this ticket." So on election, 2 days later on Tuesday, the numbers came out, and he didn't make it. He lost by a couple hundred points. And one of the churches that we were going to had like 7,000 members. If he was there at that church on that Sunday morning, he could have easily, he would have easily gotten those 200 votes, and he would have been in, I'm not even going to say the office, because some people might figure it out.
Right, he will put two
all,
and two together. Like,
right, all I'm saying
now
is that he scored 200 votes, and he could have got it at one church that Sunday morning. We were scheduled to go about six or seven churches. And he could have picked up 200 votes and won, but no, he was at the Lions game at in a suite, chilling back watching the Lions lose.
See, and this is where, and you made that point right there, goes to show that, you know, even in this race right now, we cannot relax. We can't relax until we win. And even after that, we still have to get next day agendas going, because that's what the people want. But at least we'll be able to breathe knowing that we got the country back, and now we can work on stabilizing it. So that right there, that move he made, is the move we should not make as Michiganders, as voters in this upcoming election. We should not get relaxed and thinking that we got it in the bag. We don't have it in the bag until the bag is full with our vote and it's counted that we are the Democratic winners. When candidates do things like that, I know a few of them myself who get very relaxed at the very end and miss it by a vote or miss it by two votes, literally a number like one or two votes, because they you have to stay diligent and keep moving until the very day of election. So, you know, you made a good point there. We have to keep it moving. We can't relax. We got to fight until the day of, and then after that, we got work to do, and we got to make sure we get this country back stable. And I'll keep saying that, because as we all know, we're in a very unstable position right now, and it's very scary, and it's causing people to think on levels that they're very undecided on what to do. And we need to find out how we can reach those people as well. We need to reach the undecided, because those votes count. And if we can reach as many as possible that's undecided right now in this election, that will help us push to our win. So we got work to do, Michael. When you do stuff like that candidate did, you will lose.
Right. You brought up something about the undecided, the people that that don't know who they're going to vote for and don't know if they're going to vote. I think that's who we really need to reach. I mean, there are many of us. We've made our decision on who we're voting for years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made our decision years ago. Now, who we're going to vote for on November 3rd. But we have to reach those who feel like there's no reason to vote. And those who don't care, that's who will make
that's
or break
this. That's
who we're
focusing on.
We can't afford to have people, like, sitting out like they don't care. But then when somebody comes in like we do now that works against you, your family, your life, your jobs, complain about it, well, then you should have got out and voted. Because those people are not going to vote in your interest. The people they're not going to vote for you. Those candidates you allow to slip in, they're not going to vote for you. They don't have your interest in mind. And so that's who we really need to reach. And that's why I wanted to make sure that Lieutenant Governor knew that this is not one of those radio programs where we just do all this talking all on the radio. We actually get out here and do stuff. You and I have our ways, just like the rest of the Sunday morning team, of getting out here and doing something. You actually hit the street and the pavements. I may serve on some boards. I may serve as a chairperson at my voting place. I vote every year, you know, but we just do it in our own way. But we do it because we care about our community, and we want to make sure that we have a voice, because we're all in this together. You know?
That's right, and it's a collective thing, because collectively, as we work in different corners, we bring it together to unify the people and understanding the importance of this election and of the vote. So we have to have different methods of doing it, because if we all did it the same way, then we're missing a whole sector of people that may need information. So it's an opportunity for each of us to divide up and to take a piece of it and work it, and then bring people together to understand their power. So, yes, this is a dynamic team. You know, we have dynamic people that sit on this Sunday morning team, and we are all working collectively to get people to understand the importance. And I'm more than honored to be part of a team that fights so hard for the people, because we're living in a state and time right now where people feel left out, especially people who deem themselves that don't matter, but only matter when, you know, a candidate wants their vote. What I love about Michigan and what I love about the team in Michigan is they reach every person. They're not just stuck on reaching a class of people. They want everyone
to be or a certain geographic area or certain colors.
Exactly.
They represent everybody.
Everybody. And that's beautiful to have an administration that works like that. And everybody is not going to always agree on how things are done. And some people may miss the understanding of why it's done. And that's where we come in at. We make them, we give them clarity and to understand why things are done in such a way. Because some people really don't know how politics are ran. And so they formulate an idea that can push them out of a process that can help them. So it's up to people like you, me, Kim, Christy, Garland and Gretchen to bring the understanding to these people so they will understand, no, you're not left out. Yes, we hear you. And we want to bring you this information.
And
so, yeah, we have work.
And by bringing up those names, it reminds me that the missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights
and
are coming
missionary,
up immediately following this program, along with the full Sunday morning team, Prophetess Christy Laster and Kimberly Batchelor Davis coming up shortly. You are listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. This is a special edition. This is an extended edition. And this portion is recorded. Missionary Hattie Humphrey and the Sunday morning team will be live coming up in a few minutes. But we had a great show. Look, that hour, this went by fast. That once again, we had a great time. We had a great time. So I want to thank everybody who is listening online on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who are listening to the replay, thank you so much for tuning in. We had as our special guest last Sunday, Charles Laster, gospel artist, and he released his new single, People Living. We're going to go out this morning listening to his new single, People Living, Charles Laster II, from Greater Pentecostal. It's been great. Thanks, Henrietta.
Yes, you're welcome,
a great
Michael.
Day today. We'll talk to you on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
All right. Have a great day, Detroit.
All right.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. The law office.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people living.
Yeah. We
want to see people giving love to those.
Giving
up. Giving up the wrong to do right.
Right. The Bible says there will be war. We must choose what to do, where that will. can't deny. Father, help us now. I choose to live.
Can stand.